Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You smell that?
What is that?
It's Friday.
Oh.
It's right. It's just like so, what? Just starting to get the first hints of the smell.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
It's the delightful smell of Friday.
You can see Friday from here. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Just about. Just over the horizon.
Almost.
Mm. Scott Capro is here with us, and this part of the show is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Low rate, simple, honest, local. Check them out at
firstnorcalcu.org.
Scott Capurro.
Hello.
Hello. You.
Who's this person? This other person in the room. Who is this person?
Oh, Alex?
Yeah, why is
he's
here?
He's shadowing Bryn. Bryn has some vacations.
Has Bryn been fired? Has Bryn been fired?
They finally fired Bryn. Fired, no.
Another vacation. Bryn, why do you even work? Your family's rich. You go on vacation every month. Edson sees. My husband
like
sees.
Like you. Like oh,
yeah.
You.
Kind of
exactly, like you.
Exactly.
Wow.
Edson
rich
sees
people.
Photos of Bryn somewhere else. He's like, Capurro, what is this? How does it? Wow. I'm like, honey, all I know is Bryn has more followers on Instagram than I do. That's all I know. I've got to be nice to Bryn because of that. So just be nice to Bryn. Because he owns half a Daily City.
I thought you were super famous in England. Do they not have Instagram there?
My family doesn't own Colma, Vinny, like Bryn's family does.
Colma?
Yes, whatever.
Where the cemetery is.
Yeah, well, that too. That's expensive property.
City of the dead. Yeah. It's all the dead people.
I'm just saying, Bryn's got a lot of backup. He's got a lot of support, so he doesn't need the job.
You're right. I do have support.
Is that why this guy's stepping in to take over, Bryn?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Never mind.
Alex is training to step in, so we have a little bit of redundancy.
Why don't one of you guys around the panel and do something? All you guys do is sit in here and make fun of
each other. You're right. God, all we do is just sit here and talk.
But would you even want to come on this show? I mean, the way we are.
I know.
What a waste of your time.
This is how I deal with stress. I'm really stressed out, you guys. I'm sorry.
You should just yell out a window. You'd
like
reach more people.
Oh, I've got a dog in my car. I'm really stressed out. I'm sorry.
There's a dog in your car?
Yes, there's a chihuahua.
Why did you bring it in?
Yeah,
she's in the back.
So there's a dog in your car right now.
Yes, there is. Protecting the car because there's a homeless guy staring at my car like he's hungry. He's licking his lips.
Well, he's there every day. He's fine.
He seems all right.
Yeah, that guy lives here. You're the intruder.
He's kind of handsome, actually. He looks a bit like that doll Bryn brought up on the screen. The homeless. They get a lot of exercise, don't they? Moving their carts around.
I don't really know.
Well, they do.
About their exercise.
They're with shirts
regime.
Off. They're ripped. Tan lines. It's not a bad idea. I'm just saying. Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
You all look good.
Look at you. You just stopped yourself. It's amazing. You're at the Punchline tonight,
I'm wearing
tomorrow.
New glasses today. I'm at the Punchline tonight and tomorrow and Saturday.
Put your glasses on.
Really?
Yeah. Vinny, you got to see this. He looks.
I think there's a tag on the back of his shirt. Is that a new shirt?
It is, but I think it's part of the. Oh, you're right. Is it meant to be pulled off?
No, it isn't.
It's part of the shirt.
Sewed in?
Yeah.
You're so fancy.
It's DKNY tag.
A lovely color, though.
You're wearing Donna Karan today.
It's just Donna Karan, you guys. Anyone can wear it.
Wow.
Whether you get away with it is the question. Yeah. Anyway, I've got my fetish glasses on now, Vinny.
Yeah, you look good in those glasses.
Vinny, she made me put these on.
You look like a school guidance counselor.
Oh, right.
Or a science teacher.
Oh, a science teacher I like.
Science.
Okay, kids, get your little tubes ready, right? That's what they do, the tubes, the kids with the tubes.
Little test tubes.
Heat up your tubes. Heat up your tubes, everybody. Tubes heated.
Well, let's brand check you. What brand eyeglasses are you wearing?
Oh,
are they Gucci?
They better be Prada.
I'm sure they're Chanel.
You're sure they're Chanel?
Oh, no, I can't read the brand with my glasses on.
Leadenhall Market? Leadenhall Market?
No, that's where I get them in London.
Marker? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh,
your eyes
are Hawks and Wainer.
Oh, right.
Could that be
it? Who's that?
Yeah, Hawks and Wainer.
Is that like so upper crust?
We don't even know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's the glass division of Chanel. It's no big deal.
Is it really?
No big deal.
Really, they don't put Chanel on there. They're just their glass divisions.
Yes, it's glass. Yeah. It's to make me look like a science teacher, as you said. It's my fetish glasses. How are you guys? You guys all look good. You do. You look good. You look happy, yeah.
Thanks.
Well, we are happy. Relaxed. We're happy people. We're doing a morning show. Happy, happy.
Hello.
What are your plans for the weekend, Sarah? You going to come see the show at Punchline?
I am not going to come see the show at the Punchline, but I am having you over for dinner on Sunday.
Oh, right, yes. My husband's not eating.
What does that mean?
He stopped eating a few days ago. I'm trying to get him to eat. In fact, I had to go to work last night. I left the credit card with him, and he wouldn't go to dinner. He went down to dinner. He said, Kapoor, I couldn't find a restaurant. I got really upset. I'm like, are you all right? So I think he's trying to lose weight quickly because he's going to Brazil soon.
So why?
He wants to lose like 20 pounds in the next 2 months.
Did he get fat recently?
Well,
he
was fat's doing a bad word, sir.
Sorry. Did he get candy coated?
He was in great shape when he was last here.
He's clinically obese. And
what?
No, he's, you know, he's like
he was like a CrossFit.
I know.
He was like a rubber band.
But he's
like
a snacker like you guys. And he, you know, well,
I
am kind of a snacker.
No, Sarah's a huge snacker. And we go to her house. She starts shoving food in your face. Anyway, so like, where'd you get the pizza? Anyway, so yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's in her pocket.
Yeah,
me.
Pizza pocket. So yeah, and you probably snack because you have kids, right? And the kids are eating all the time.
It's actually the kids thing is just the dinners. You have to feed them, and they're usually like, pizza, you guys want pizza? And you do want pizza. I mean, who doesn't want pizza?
I mean,
but
you don't you know, you shouldn't,
you
but
know
you,
you wouldn't eat but pizza, you know you're gonna. But then there's this kid going, can I have pizza? And you're like, all right, let's have pizza.
Sounds good.
Well, there's a French place on
Fun
Polk
Dad.
There's this great French Italian place on Polk that serves flatbread with this delicious paste over and warm
paste.
Goat cheese over the top. Yeah, it's like an olive
oh,
oil.
Like a tapenade kind of thing.
It's so good.
That's
good.
A big no.
We ate barrels of it.
That is not pizza.
What are you talking about?
That's not pizza.
Well, it's pizza adjacent.
Yeah. It's lactose-free pizza that people like me can eat, Vinny. Jeez, so
not lactose with goat cheese on it.
No, I can eat the goat cheese.
Why?
It's got very almost no lactose in it. And the sheep's milk cheese, too. It's just the cow's milk that I have a problem with.
I see.
Oh. Yes.
Maybe you should try A2 milk.
Oh, that sounds good.
Or
what is that?
Try being less difficult.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You are different.
Oh, God, we had that fight last night, he and I. Oh, he said that to me. I was leaving the house.
Wait.
That's why I had the dog. It's a long story. Anyway.
So why did you get a dog? I don't understand this.
Because
dog thing.
I'd like to have a life. I'd like to be the one in this room that also has a life, like you guys do. You have kids. Yuzette's got a house that's just leaking. Bryn's got service, a staff, one with to his left right now.
That's right.
Vinny's got children and all sorts of drama. You've got a husband that looks after you and takes care of it. What about me?
You have a husband, too.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he look after you?
Kapoor, let me do
you.
The paperwork. Here you go, honey. He takes the envelope and moves it from one side of the desk to the other. That's him paying the taxes. No, honey, that's not how we do it. We open the envelope and we tick things off. Anyway, no, he's not. No. He's even more not helpful here than in the UK. He's less
helpful. Well, he's on vacation
here. Yeah, that's what he's doing all the time. Yeah.
Yes. This is your.
So why were you guys fighting? He called you. He called you difficult. I don't understand.
Yes, he was sitting on.
He's the one who won't eat, but you're the difficult one.
Right. He was sitting. Yes. Thank you. He was sitting on the fire escape outside, smoking weed with the dog in his lap, and I was like, "Look at you! Look at you!" I pulled
he's
a video.
He's got the world.
Oh
by
my
the short
God! I'm telling
hairs.
You, yeah, among other things, and I couldn't find the keys. We have 3 sets of house keys, 2 sets of car keys. They're all gone. Where are they? Where are the keys? Kapoor, I don't know where the keys are. You have all of them somewhere. I don't know what it's about. Why are you collecting everything? Where are my keys? Give me the keys. Kapoor, calm down. So you calm down.
As he's all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, smoking the weed, watching
calm
the
sun.
Kapoor, come out, watch the sunset.
There, you need to calm down.
You're staring east. The sunset's west, you stoner. Oh, God. Anyway.
That's not what you said on KTVU, though.
Yeah, I know.
The marriage thing for me was odd. I didn't expect it, but it's nice to have a bodyguard. Because like you said, the touring can be fun.
Like it's you said, nice to have a bodyguard.
Bodyguard.
Oh, Edson's your bodyguard.
Yeah. Well, sometimes.
I'd like to. Let's hear a little bit more of what happened on KTV.
Yeah,
so you were there talking about what?
I was promoting The Punch because they saved the club, as you guys know.
Yes.
It's an iconic building.
So last night you were at the big party. We saved the club party.
Yeah, we saved the club party last night, and I went by and saw all the kids. And then.
Did Dave Chappelle show up? I mean, he really saved the club.
He did save the club, and he didn't show up. And people were kind of hoping that he might, probably.
Sure.
But there was some great comedy. Really, it inspired me to do more stand up here watching. Some of those people, they're good from LA, New York. When I went to LA last year and we saw some comedy, the opening, the acts were like, oh my God, I had hair extensions. Oh my God. That was the acts we saw. And oh my God. Edson's next to me going, Kapoor, that'll be booed off stage in 2 seconds. And I'm like, I know. Well, and then we went to New York and saw comedy in April, and that was awful too. But this awful. But the stuff we saw last night was great. I think comics from here who started here, There was a real high bar here. I think there probably still is. Yeah. Anyways, great fun. The party. So we were promoting.
So you went to KTVU.
They're great there.
Did you get to meet Gacia Mikaelian?
Oh, I love her.
She asked a question.
And Mike Meback. Oh yeah, let's hear
it.
And how have cell phones affected? Because if I tape you, then it's not fresh after I send it out to the world.
It's sweet that you think I'm fresh. I don't have a policy. I know people say, don't let them in late. No latecomers. Close the bar. It's a party.
Why are you so generous?
Well, because I feel like they've made so many sacrifices to get there. Okay. They found sitters and parking spaces.
That's my morning show voice.
That's great.
Yeah.
You sound so erudite.
They're all really nice, too. And they each ask a question that's helpful. You guys should watch the show.
We do watch it.
Oh, really?
We watch it every morning.
We watch it during break.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
At 9:45, though,
we
weren't.
Saw you.
I did. I emailed you a half hour before, so I didn't know until.
Yeah, well, I'm working.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't see it until I was on my way. I'm like, he was on the show an hour ago.
Dumbass.
No, but you're a Mike Meback fan, so I thought maybe you run it sometimes.
Well, it's on here, you know, we're working.
Yeah, I understand.
We have a job.
Hard to listen.
Gotcha.
I know that's odd.
And Sal Castaneda asked a question about aspiring comedians, and Scott gives some insight on that.
When you see the people who are doing, like, the open mic, you know, the people who are starting out, is there anything you would say to them? Because, you know, look where you've come. Hey, you could be me one day.
I think I try to do a TV show where they give you a chair. Also, sparkling water would be nice other than taps. Also, but it's all right. No, I think if you're young, the first thing I would say was, is there anything else you'd like doing? Because if there's something else you prefer to do, do that. Because if this is all you want, then you might make it. Because there's a lot of sacrifice.
I see.
But also, you know, for a lot of people, it's a vocation. It's the only way.
Right.
Like a musician or a playwright, or it's the only way you can express yourself.
Yes.
If this is the only thing you can do, then really do it.
Do they let you know what questions they're going to ask?
No.
It's just off the cuff.
And sometimes there's only one person, but there were three that day. It's kind of
Do that on the 9 now.
Oh, right.
The 9.
On the 9.
Yeah,
on the 9.
They get there. They're on from 5 to 10 every day live TV. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
How do they do it? I mean, you guys can just sit here and look like yourselves, but on TV, you got to look good.
I know. They got to put it together.
No, you know what I mean. You look fine.
Nice
I've got a man crush on all of you, even Sarah. But I'm just saying.
Thanks.
Quite masculine. But anyway.
I'm very handsome.
You would think an extra chromosome would make you smarter. But I'm just saying, they've got to wear suits and ties and stuff.
I don't even get that when I'm not smart enough.
It's a trip, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mike Meback, though. Oh, so sweet. And
Meback.
That too. And he's got me back. And he's next to me on the left.
You love it, don't you?
Because I'm left-handed. And he's tiny.
He is petite.
It's weird though, because usually they put me on a chair, like I said, so we're all seated at the same height. And I've known Sal since, for like 25 years, since the Alex Bennett days.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Is he on that?
Yeah.
He used to work
in
radio.
He was a DJ.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Funny.
He's great. So but it's so weird to be towering over the three of them. It's super sweet.
They're all seated and you're standing.
Is it weird?
That's weird.
You bring it up because you just want everyone to know I'm 6'3".
No, I'm actually 6'2 and a half, but 6'3 sounds better.
And my hair.
It's got so much hair.
My hair adds
salt and pepper.
You know what? It's getting thicker as I get older. My hair, too. I know. It's weird, isn't it?
It's getting thicker.
Hello. The pills are working.
You set me up.
I slipped it in.
You dirty pig.
This is so fun. I'll stay the day.
The My Back was also a setup for a punchline, wasn't it?
Thank you, Bryn. Thank you for listening.
It's
no, really,
thicker.
My Back.
It's getting thicker.
That was about as cute as you could be.
Man, that dog. You want to take a dog for a walk? I'll bring her up next time.
Yeah.
You like, but you're not a dog person. You are.
I love dogs.
And Bryn's...
I have a dog.
I don't mind good dogs.
My dog gets skunked.
But you leave your dog outside. Your dog is more of a watchdog.
No, my dog is in the house.
No, Bryn, you told me you don't let dogs.
You don't know that.
You said that you leave it tied to a pole out back. You told me.
That's what I
vacation.
Said. Leave it okay
for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks. No, and you're not an animal, domestic animal person at all.
I like good animals.
You hate your cats.
My cats are both gone now.
Oh no, you killed them.
I did not kill them.
What happened to them?
One died about 2 years ago.
That one you killed?
No, and then the other one died just a couple weeks ago.
How did you kill it?
I didn't kill it.
She didn't kill it. She didn't hear them knocking on the door saying, wolf.
Hell.
Coyote.
Hell, hell.
Wolf. Hello.
SOS.
Coyote.
I was sleeping.
Mom.
Clawing with their nails, which she plucked out so they could defend themselves. Mom.
Let me in.
That is so awful.
I know. It is awful.
Sean, do you hear that?
No.
No.
Nope.
No. It's probably Sean writing a song. Oh, well.
Sound like a cat wailing in the other room.
So they're both gone. So when are you gonna, how are you going to replace it?
I'm not going to.
Oh, come on.
There'll be no more.
Why?
I've replaced him with John, who is busy setting rat traps around my house at all times.
Yeah. Oh, big
we
ones.
We have a huge rat infestation.
Have
not
you seen
to
them
mention
in
the
house?
Skunk. Not in the house, ooh. No.
Under, you can hear them under.
You know, we have a ton of fruit trees. And
what did you call me?
Fruit
you, oh, so,
trees.
Oh, sorry. You can hear that.
You're my favorite fruit tree. You're tall
how
enough
you
to
know
be
my
tall
driving.
And skinny. Yeah.
6 2 and a half.
Oh, my.
I got some big
you're
apples.
On fire
thank
today.
You. Look at my cantaloupe. So, yes, you killed the rats as well. So, you're killing a lot of animals, what you're saying.
I'm not doing it, John. He's bad.
So, are the traps
I want to ask you something.
Are they roof rats?
No, they're like deck and planter rats.
And you put the big square boxes out? You hear? You,
we don't. We put the, they're the traps that go, you know, like
and
that.
He has to go collect them?
Mm-hmm. Oh. You just toss the trap. I mean,
did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
I think someone's freeing your dog. Your window broke outside.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you hear breaking glass?
I thought I did.
Oh, look probably. Well.
Anyway, we were talking earlier about that guy Shane Gillis. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
So here's a guy.
Too.
Oh, you do
know him.
Yeah, I've seen him live.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts? Like, and actually, you mentioned the Justin Trudeau thing too. Like, there's a couple pictures of him in blackface and brown face. I've never heard. Well, there's a blackface and a brown face.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he did it. Was it an Al Jolson thing? I can't remember what they.
What happened
was
the brown face happened and has come out. He jumped in front of the blackface play he did in college because he didn't. Right. Want that coming out later while he's in the middle of an apology.
It was brown hands, too. That's committed.
Oh, it was. I'm telling you, it's a thorough job. Like, I went, whoa.
But you know, when you go to Amsterdam in Holland, there are people that dress in blackface. It's a Dutch tradition.
So the word hasn't gotten to them yet. They actually say they might change that Dutch tradition. I was reading a story about it this morning.
It's really shocking when you're
there. That they were going to call it instead of like, it's like. What's the name? It's like black. It's not Black Santa, but it's like you know whatever the name of the Christmas Eve thing is.
Yeah.
They're going to change it to sooty, or something,
though
they've got soot on their faces. Right. But they might change that too. I mean, look, it's not cool. Everyone knows it. I feel like everyone knew it in the early 2000s too when these pictures were taken. So anyway, your thoughts on Shane Gillis, who was hired and then immediately fired from
SNL. Well, these are remarks
SNL.
He said on his podcast, right, that made the producers nervous.
I believe the homophobic stuff was, but then there was a bunch of Asian jokes.
With an Asian was on a podcast thing, too.
Oh, that was true.
Yeah. Yes, it was, and there was an Asian person on the podcast
I don't
as well.
Know anything about it.
I think that the producers hired him and then fired him knowing they would to get on the front page because SNL wants press. So they knew they'd never use him.
Deep state stuff.
Yeah, well, I think people do this stuff all the time. They hire and fire people because they want to get recognition first before they hire the person they're actually going to use. Because oftentimes SNL hires someone who makes them famous, right? They're not famous when they hire them. So to get press, but that show's been kind of, right? Dead for quite a while.
I watch it.
Do you?
I like
do
it.
You like it?
I mean, it's not, you know, honestly, it's funny because I feel like retrospectively, we always say, oh, when that person
that
on it
was
great.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
cast was better. That
Eddie
cast...
Murphy was funny.
Oh, he was great. And but then you look back at those bits, you actually watch the bits, and you're like, oh, it's just like it's always been.
Right.
Nothing's that funny.
They don't,
it's
have,
all
a they don't
kind
have a good
of...
closer. There's never a punchline at the end. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, so I think that it's, especially as they add new people, like, oh, no, this guy, not this guy, it's this other guy, you know? But then 10 years from now, they'll look back on the cast and say, oh, boy, was it great when that guy was on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we all just keep on watching it. I watched
40
it
years,
religiously.
Right?
More even, like maybe 44 or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with comedy and podcasts and all that stuff, you just have to be careful. I mean, what I don't like is the idea of banning someone. I mean, no one's ever really banned. They're just told they can't work at that club or in that, you know, in that format. So I don't want anyone banned or restricted. But, you know, there's an audience for what he does. So they should have free and open access to what he does.
It's just less of a mainstream one. And I wonder, too, if this is...
I never see stuff like that live on stage, by the way, anymore. When I used to work in L.A., I used to see a lot of stuff that I thought was offensive. Mm. So it was bad.
Have you changed your act a lot?
Edson and I were just talking about this, because, you know, he works in that club a lot. And everything I saw last night was clean. Except one woman was a bit, not dirty, but, you know, descriptive. But totally clean. I was telling him that this morning, and he said, you know, you might think about it. He said, because everyone knows what you can do already, but you might think about going clean. I'm like, really? I know.
I was thinking about that. Like, you had mentioned earlier, 20 minutes ago, that you change your act. How do you change it from the UK or whatever country you're in?
Well, if I'm on TV like that, like something like that, I know I have to be funny and clean. I know they tell you there's some words you can't say. I just don't touch on anything. I don't go near anything, you know, even remotely sexual.
Well, because
you've
been thrown off entire countries
continents.
Of TV.
Right,
right
of TV,
I was.
Right.
Yes, you're right. That did happen. But also...
Gay Jesus on a children's show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Awkward. But also, I just if I'm going to change and act like the one I'm doing, or I'm writing for Edinburgh this year, I just try to make it as personal as possible. That way, if someone gets offended, it's their problem. Because you're telling your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they can't really attack you politically or anything.
Right. Well, that's why you got married, right?
For the material.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
sure.
Exactly. Yes.
Hello. But I just,
that's about my husband. Nobody defend him.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh. But yeah, I'm writing this thing about...
The stone guy with the dog on the balcony. Oh, that's incredible.
Telling me to calm down. Oh, Jesus.
Looking the wrong way for the sunset.
Right. I mean,
and I'm trying to get to yoga first before I go to work. I'm like, I've got yoga. He said, and he takes his joint out of his mouth and says, I'm glad the yoga's working, Kapoor. What did you say? I'm glad the yoga's really working. You're really calm. And I thought, ooh, if
go
I could just,
back to your breath.
Yeah, breathe, Kapoor. If I could just slam that window shut and lock him out forever. Oh my God!
You killed it, babe.
In
that
tiny apartment, I scream each other over a waft of marijuana. Like, this has got to change. I went to yoga and I was so claustrophobic. I'm like, Trikonasana, I'll give you Trikonasana. I'll give you this pose. And my teacher walked up and said, can you calm down a little bit? I guess I was like shaking. And I've felt so claustrophobic because it's so stressful, that kind of locked in a room with someone barking orders.
Well, it's small in here too, and we're about to let you free.
Oh, we are.
You're
the
free.
World.
Hit the road, Jack.
So
don't come back.
Do come back for the secret show.
Oh, good.
Right.
I'm exhausted. I'll
hardly
talk.
Go walk that dog. Set that thing free.
Yeah, bring the dog in.
I
want to
meet the
dog.
You can close the main door.
You can't leave the dog in the car. Bring the
if it pees or poos, you're picking it up.
Absolutely.
We always do. She'll poop like three times, but I don't know that. No, tiny dog poops a lot. It's weird, isn't it?
The rabbit pellet.
It's the organic fish we feed her.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Organic
we'll
fish
be back
be organic,
in just a moment.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 9:15. We peak for the week. I don't know how we do it. I mean, here he comes. Hooman and Corey Rosen will be reviewing Ad Astra and Downton Abbey. Can't wait for the
When
Downton
I texted
Abbey
you yesterday, I was just curious if you liked it. And when you wrote back amazing, I was so happy for you because that's...
Yeah, it's all I wanted.
Right.
And honestly, it was like getting to watch two long episodes of... It was just like... being right back in it. It was great. And even actually they did some really cool photography where you saw a lot more of the castle and stuff. It was great.
But the characters stayed true to the television characters. There wasn't like suddenly a James Bond version of the Duke.
Oh no.
He didn't start fighting crime, did he?
I'll tell you this. There's no action.
Ah!
Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in fact the last I would say one of the reasons I don't think this is for anybody who didn't love the TV show or didn't watch the TV show. The last, I would say, 20 minutes, once everything's sort of been resolved, is people dancing and having conversations as they're chatting about, and then they dance off the screen and this other couple dances and you hear what they're talking about and it's all just like, oh,
oh boy.
Yeah, wow. See, it's not really for anybody but fans of the show. So
Got
I'm
it.
Interested to hear what Hooman thinks because I don't believe he's a fan of the show. So 9:15, we'll peak for the week.
All right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years in the September sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Facebook is banning plastic water bottles in their new offices.
Great.
So they're joining SFO in banning single-use plastic water bottles at all of their new offices worldwide.
I think that's great.
They have offices. They currently have offices here in Burlingame, Fremont, San Francisco, and Sunnyvale.
So you said in new
offices. They're saying here that they won't have plastic at any of these locations I just mentioned.
Great.
The company's existing Menlo Park headquarters is being retrofitted with filling stations, so they will ultimately...
So you'll bring your own
bottle
canister
and fill
or what
up,
have you, right?
Right.
Great, that's good.
It's
the way it's
got to
go.
Good.
It sucks, it's not convenient, but that's how it needs to be.
I like it.
Me too.
I like that they're doing that. I know they've got a bad rap a lot lately, and this is a good step towards cleaning up their rep.
Yep.
So, way to go.
Well, and just like we all learned to bring shopping bags with us.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't say that. I forget them every time. But whatever.
But
I mean, I buy paper bags, and then I bring them home, and then I do stuff with them.
Sure. Like what?
Recycle them.
Mm.
I try to remember.
I know, man.
I just don't.
I don't either.
I've actually...
But I get the paper bags,
I've actually started remembering them constantly. Yeah. Oh, the hotline's ringing.
Oh.
That's probably Corey or Hooman or... I'm sure Hooman has a card.
I've even listened to this. This is, and I'm pro environment. Go Earth. But I've even had bags in my car and been like, who put this garbage in here? And I throw that out. And it's the missus had put them in my car.
So that
and
have
I
them.
Didn't think, oh, these are for when I go shopping. I thought, she put trash in my car.
Mm.
No,
nope, not
here.
Trash.
Right.
Now it's trash, but
now
it
it's
wasn't.
Trash.
Yeah. Yep.
And speaking of the climate, tens of thousands of high school students in cities nationwide plan to skip classes tomorrow to attend global climate strike marches.
Mm.
I urge the kids not to step out into the roadways and block traffic.
Please.
But
we appreciate that you're striking and
I
that you
do
care.
Support you in your
efforts.
Your
energy is amazing.
To do better.
100%. I'm interested.
Forward.
I drive right by the high school on my way home. I'll be interested to see what they're doing in Mill Valley.
Well, let's hope it's friendly and peaceful.
Let's hope so.
And that they're not throwing stuff at the old lady's car.
That would be great.
Right.
I hate when stuff hits my car.
Right.
You're the old lady.
Yeah.
Get
aren't,
her!
Aren't I the old lady?
Well, aren't we? I mean, to a 17-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll never be that old.
Until you are.
Right.
Man.
Happens fast.
Scientists may have found the cure for the common cold.
Tell me more. What?
I love the way this story is written. Our grandmas have always been asking us, if you're so smart, why haven't you come up with a cure for the common cold?
And now, you've got to be kidding. This is, what is, are we 20 years away from it, though?
In the, you get Nature Microbiology magazine, don't you?
Sure, of course,
right.
Every month that comes
well,
to my
then
house.
You would have read this already.
Yeah, wow. I must have missed this article.
Researchers at Stanford and University of California, San Francisco may have found a way to stop many of these viruses. One of the things they say is that the rhinovirus or the common cold is prone to mutation, which makes them extremely drug resistant.
Right.
Because they find a way to stay alive.
So your body just has to fight them off and it takes however long it takes.
Right. They've identified the single human protein that helps the common cold virus replicate and spread.
Oh.
Inactivating this protein could be the new strategy for preventing the common cold.
I so want that to happen.
How many people in every office space, when the one person walks in, they all go, oh, no.
Yeah, I know that's circulating through
we're
our
all. It's like, just walk
system.
Up and kiss me and get it over
right.
with so I can just be one of the first ones done. Ugh.
Oh, it's the worst.
So, you know, hey, go, science.
Yay, science!
Science! Da, 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 da. Get the cold. We don't want it.
What the hell's going on over there? Where's my science sounder?
Well, I'm sorry. We're just preparing for something else.
All right.
Are you making the intro for the
we're
movie?
We're about to peek for the
very
week.
Very long.
Lumen is making you
elaborate,
do
it.
Yeah, that's part of the
intro.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
we have a contest coming up as well.
Sure.
That we want to prepare some
we can't
music.
Peek
please.
Without that. I mean.
That is true. It's got to have the right intro.
It's true.
We know what you're doing.
What's he doing? Porn? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's a 51-year-old guy named Paul Nixon from Klein, Texas.
Okay.
He's wanted by the police right now for divorcing his wife.
Then the police are interested in this?
Yeah, because he didn't even tell her.
Oh.
He forged the whole thing.
Oh, he forged her signature? She
found
she's
out
married?
Back in May when she got a bunch of court documents telling her, the divorce is final. Congratulations. Maybe they don't congratulate you, but she got this paperwork saying, your divorce is completed.
And did she turn to her husband who's sitting at her kitchen table, or did he move out? Or?
He was gone by then. The cops investigated. They figured out Paul had forged the documents from his wife and forged a signature from a notary to make the divorce happen.
Oh.
So now he's wanted for aggravated perjury, and the cops are trying to track him down. He's looking at 10 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
I'm betting, this is my guess, is he's also going to be in trouble for being married again. Like, who would, right?
Oh, right.
Who would do that if you weren't...
like, trying to get out from under someone so you could get under someone else.
Right. What's the point?
Maybe, though, he's just really scared of this lady.
Or he hit the lottery
and
doesn't want to share with her.
Oh, yeah.
Either way.
That's funny. It's one of those things for sure.
Paul and his wife are still married, and they are looking for him now.
All right.
Run, Paul, run.
According to a survey of 1,000 parents, the top skills we're worried our kids won't have. And at the top of the list is how to deal with stress.
Oh,
and
really?
You know,
I was thinking, I was like,
I'm sorry, I didn't see.
That's okay. Social skills.
See, that's, you know what? That would be one, and it's not on the list.
Only
actually.
Because of social media,
right?
On their phone, no. They don't know how to deal with people, person to person.
I could see that being, especially like things like asking someone out. I mean, if you can default to your DM rather than actually have to walk up to a lady and go, hi, I'm Bill. Nice to meet you. I would very much like to...
take you for dinner. Take you to a
movie. I'll take you to the game this weekend.
No? Okay, thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Don't tell anyone. Bye.
Do you know someone?
Anyway,
so
at the top of the
stress?
List is how to deal with stress. Wow. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm in the car the other day with my daughter, and I'm driving her to the Bay Club. It was 95 degrees at 3. Like 100 degrees, actually, at 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
And we're driving, and she's like, you know, at typical kid, how long is this going to take?
Are we there yet?
It's going to be a few minutes. We're going over the hill. Okay, I'm going to practice mindfulness while we're driving. And I'm like, what in the hell?
Oh,
she's in kindergarten.
What does that mean?
Mindfulness is...
being aware of your surroundings.
Right, but it's also part of meditation. So it is something where you would sit calmly and think about the things around you. You could be mindful of your hands. But these are calming tools. And as she's saying this, I'm thinking she's already learning this in kindergarten.
That's great.
That's pretty huge.
That is great because you know what? Yeah. That is a stress management technique. Just, you know,
a lot
to
of
sit,
adults
exist
can't do that.
In your space and be mindful of the people and the things around you and your own breath even. I mean, that's great, Vinny.
I was like,
I'm going to practice being mindful.
I got to start driving and texting some people and telling everybody this. And let me get a snapshot of that. What does that look like?
Right.
Wow.
Mindfulness.
That's funny. Way to be the opposite of mindful.
So the entire way you're going there and she's cool?
Yeah, she was cool and I was just...
and mindful.
Impressed.
Wow.
That this is something that has happened. Like, I didn't get... there was no, you know, parent-teacher note that said, yeah, you can teach her mindfulness.
You know, and she might not always be taught that, so remind her that she knows about that.
Yeah.
You know?
How to budget's on the list, and that's certainly something that all adults... could use work on.
Yeah. Well,
everybody.
It's tough, you know, when you know you're making X amount and but that
it's
seems
tougher
really fun. I
when
wanna
you
do
know
that. I'll put that one bill off.
That clicking a couple buttons.
I know. It's
tough.
Puts
a purchase through and drops it at your front doorstep without you ever having even pulled your wallet out. Everything's already entered.
I have these fantasies where I change the password for my Amazon account. So that stuff from my kids stopped showing up on there. I'm like, oh, when can I do that? It's like, is it the second they move out of the house? I mean, I suppose I could do it now, but
you know what?
I don't want no trouble.
Last time we talked about this, someone wrote in and said they removed the Amazon app from their phone.
Oh.
So at least that when they want to order, they have to go to their computer
and do it all over again.
I'm not doing that.
I would never go and, like, that's why I don't order stuff other than Amazon, is because I got to break out my credit card and enter that, da-da-da. Amazon, oh,
boom,
it's
boom,
right
boom.
There.
Click for one.
I would
click.
Say hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Isn't it, what's it called? One click, right?
Maybe not hundreds of thousands. Hundreds.
Well, over the course of your lifetime, hundreds of thousands. Because the thing is, sometimes the thing that you've just bought, you just did not, if you gave it an hour, you wouldn't even ever think about it again.
I'd forget it.
Right.
I didn't need that bra.
Oh, I got a new bra.
Oh, are you
wearing
it?
I am.
Oh,
I wore,
let's see
actually,
that
I wore it yesterday, too.
Pull those puppies out.
Quite, frankly, it's here. There it is. Vinny, I swear, her chichis have gotten so big over the years.
It's a goddamn pet.
No,
it's
you.
No, you're
see
way
the
bigger
jiggly.
Than you used
I
to be.
I see the jiggly. Yeah.
When I saw those puppies in Philly, they were A cups.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
She's so small.
Dreamer.
Yeah. That's
please
so funny.
Denier. You can't say stuff and take it back and do stuff.
I didn't
stuff
say it. I didn't
like
do it.
Jiggle.
Anyway.
Watch Sarah jiggle.
Best luck.
Like she has to move
oh,
everything.
Oh, look at him move.
I got to move everything. Yuzi just has to go.
I just go like this. Like, I don't even move my shoulders.
They do keep on going.
They are pretty sloppy.
They have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
But I also bought my first 36C because all those years I thought I was
dang
a 38B.
Girl.
36C. That's what I'm wearing.
She's a brick.
House.
Oh, boy. Brin's
she
too
might
busy.
She might dare. Just letting it all
oh,
hang
there's
out.
Other things,
she's
you know.
She's a brick. House.
Wait till you hear the intro for the movie review,
oh,
though.
Oh, boy. It better be awesome.
Anyway, on the list of things parents are afraid their kids won't be able to deal with includes a broken heart.
Aww.
Hey, we all had that happen to us, though. I mean, we all got to get over it. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
It happens.
It does.
It's part of the deal.
It's one of the only things my kids will listen to me talk about.
What?
Love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are they? Do they ask questions?
They don't ask questions, and they don't really tell me anything about their love lives. Yeah. Like, they're super private about it. But I remember driving Riley to Berkeley, you know, to drop him off after he'd been at the house or whatever. And I, you know, I always ask things like, anything you want to tell me about your love life? Anything going on?
Oh,
and he always goes, no. And I go, well, you know, just remember that you know, you'll never love as intensely as you do in the beginning before you sort of, and so as I'm going, and I look over, I go, you don't want to hear this. He goes, no, keep talking. I was like, oh.
Wow. He needed to hear that.
He wanted to, he was interested. So I feel like he's probably got something going on he doesn't want to tell me about.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, oh, it's hard. And it's hard. You know, the hardest thing about your first couple loves, when you love someone or you think you love someone and they cut you off, they don't love you back, and you just feel, you feel so unworthy of love. Like, there's those feelings of like, I'm not enough for that person, or why is that other person better for them than I am, or something. And those are just, I was telling them how those are feelings that, you know, blah blah blah,
right,
in mom style.
Most time has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with you.
Don't hurt me.
I think the hardest thing to, and you have to learn this, the hardest thing is how to be cool and be someone that's worthy of their time without over,
right,
being overbearing and making
or
them
losing
run from
yourself.
You
right. know, you've got to continue to
so
be.
So how
you
do you be cool, but still be present?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the hard part.
Mindfulness.
Well, you want to not be like such a douchebag that you're too cool. That all of a sudden you go from cool to too cool, and now they're like, this person doesn't like me.
Right.
Yeah.
This person's a jerk.
Right. No, it's a fine line. But I was just like the one thing that he was ever like, yes, mother, tell me more.
Oh.
Interesting.
He doesn't want to know about the doobie weed or...
I don't talk to him about that, please. He knows more about it than I do, I'm sure. He's,
right.
He's in his third year of college.
He hasn't asked
sure
you to teach him how to beer bong.
He
nothing
hasn't,
good,
nope,
huh?
He hasn't needed that either.
All right.
Weird. Because I've got some tips.
Anyway, let me do a couple texts before we break. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Ha ha, the Bulls logo. Too funny.
I know.
Yeah.
That's weird. I hadn't even seen that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was going around yesterday.
Yeah, for the last 2 days, maybe. Yeah. I thought it was funny, but...
It was funny.
I didn't want any trouble.
I just didn't know what they were going for because I hadn't seen the caption yet, where it's a robot banging a crab is what they think. And I was like, I don't know. Is it supposed to be a wiener? Like, I didn't quite understand it. I'm like, it looks like a robot reading a book.
Yeah.
And then you said somebody else said that. Uh-huh. That's exactly what it looks like.
408 says, I watched Dave Chappelle's new special, and it's really funny. I think the reason why critics don't endorse it is because he touches on those racism topics without any caution. So in order for the critics to stay out of the heat, they criticize him negatively to stay employable.
Oh.
I think they really enjoyed the show, but they can't say that.
If they back what he's saying, then it sort of implicates them somehow.
Right.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Did your throat just fart?
That was her throat, yeah.
It was a throat fart.
All right. Well, let's take a break All on right. that.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.